I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve.
Why, hello.
How are you, mate?
Look, I'm good. I'm itching to get out and about this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. I think most of Auckland is probably going to be out on Friday and, I guess, letting their hair down.
Indeed. I bought tickets to a now sold-out IMAX screening of Dune on Friday night, which I'm just so ridiculously excited about. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see this movie. And it's quite an interesting experience because, obviously, they're running at a capacity limit at cinemas.
Mm.
And there's some distancing in the mix as well, but you can go see a movie with a group of pals. Just as you buy your tickets online, you kind of notice that after you've chosen your seats, there's sort of a little bit of a zone around your seats.
Mm-hmm.
And I quite like this. I quite like the idea that there's going to be, you know, other people there that are keen, but maybe not fighting for the armrest.
Rad.
There's certainly no problems from my point of view. Not great for the cinema owner's bank account, but I'll take my comfort on this one.
Yeah, totally. Have you kept an eye on reviews that have been out in the public sphere on Dune, or are you sort of going in unawares of what is ahead of you?
Pretty unawares, me. There's definitely been like an overall flavour of positivity, but mm-hmm. I think as soon as it became apparent that we were getting it a bit later than everyone else, I managed to just go into full denial mode of mm-hmm. Any coverage. So, yeah, I also dodged the social media of people who were cheekily watching it at home over the last month or so as well.
Yeah,
of which we've got a few mutual friends who may have erred on that front,
mm-hmm.
but so be it. Bring on Friday, and it'll be nice to be back. The backlog is definitely there of stuff to see, and screenings are being scheduled left, right, and centre. It's gonna be a welcome way to get back into it.
Excellent. And for those of us that still want to sit on the couch at home, Steve, have you been watching anything?
I have, don't worry, the couch doesn't expire.
Okay.
At 11:59 p.m. on Thursday night, the couch. Hopefully, your couch is still going to be there the next day. Because yes, the flood of stuff to watch at home certainly isn't slowing down. The kind of main thing that stuck out for me in my viewing of the past week was watching the Scribe documentary series. We talked about this a little bit last week, but it was more of a hey, watch out for this thing that's going to pop up. And I watched all 8 episodes. Well, sounds like a lot, but it's 8, sort of like 11, 12 minute eps.
Why did they make a number of short episodes rather than just one, like, hour and a half long piece?
Very good question. So, I think that it's streaming on TVNZ on demand. I don't believe this has been aired on TVNZ proper.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a format that just can kind of work in terms of these, small chapters. Each one does have a kind of subtopic, like they overall tell the story of Scribe's career, addiction, and the kind of background to that, and, mm-hmm. and also what he's working towards now. If I remember rightly, each episode does have a snippet of new music in it as well.
Yes.
So the overall series, while it would be unfair to kind of describe it as too much of an infomercial, it's definitely leading you towards getting excited about new music from Scribe. And excitingly, it does show that his prowess on the mic is really undiminished. Mm. Like his, just one that's been away from regular performing for such a long period now. It's quite crazy that, that MC style of his, it's still unmistakably him. He's still a real tongue twister of an MC.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't faded, which is pretty remarkable. But yeah, so the formatting thing, I think it's partly by delivery, means of delivery. It's partly by design to kind of give it this chapter-based approach. But the other thing that I haven't verified this, but watching it, there's sort of footage in there from, obviously there's archival footage from nearly 20 years ago from when he first kind of exploded onto the music scene. But there's also a bit of stuff from maybe the last sort of 3 or 4 years in particular where, you know, he's having some addiction problems are still continuing, although he does seem to be on his feet a lot more strongly now. But I started to wonder whether this is a project that has had a couple of kind of attempts at being made in the past. I think that it could only really be made properly now by someone that's in an emotionally grounded space, or having a subject that's emotionally grounded. So you know, possibly trying to make documentaries about someone that is currently in the grips of addiction is not going to be as simple and powerful a process as what we see here, where, you know, it really does look like he's found a path back from where he was.
It's a really powerful story. I blasted it out in one sitting, Steve. I wasn't expecting to watch the whole thing in one go, but man, it's pretty gripping. I mean, aside from, obviously there is a bit of a plug going on for his new music, but I mean, it's just like, man, what a story. You know, it really gives you a sense of, you know, like the struggles he's faced, and I don't know, it's a fairly gripping, heavy story, man.
Yeah, and I think that what it kind of does in particular is it gives context for his methamphetamine use. So it's he's not just a dude who happy-go-lucky guy becomes an MC, then runs into drugs and hey presto, drug problem.
Yes.
The family upbringing in Christchurch, having a heroin dealer father, having a friend murdered by a skinhead. Having like the daily racist violence of Christchurch and a community ravaged by drugs. Mm. It's, you know, quite possibly he'd have ended up in the substance problem he ended up in without music. And certainly he kind of is very open about his use of some pretty heavy drugs prior to his music career in this. But yeah, it's more, you know, I think it sets the background tale of a reaping the consequences of a generation ravaged by New Zealand's boys' homes and just a sorry, Christchurch, but you're real fucked up, eh?
Yeah, I mean, people have been talking about distrust of the state, you know, fairly regularly in these current times, and you think about certain communities who do have that distrust, and I watched the Scribe doc, and I was like, yeah, it does make sense. With, you know, a lot of these people that live through that living in care of the state, being taken away from their parents and just immigrating here and, you know, like the 50s or 40s and trying to set up a life in New Zealand, how tough that was for them.
Absolutely. And I think it's a time as well where, you know, we still obviously have, you know, suburbs within our cities that are viewed as kind of more dangerous than others. But I think that's... The picture he paints of where he grew up and the kind of uniformity of bad shit that was going on kind of feels a little bit like an era that isn't so common today, where, you know, where there's a lot more diversity within kind of suburbs and smaller communities now, perhaps. But sort of reflecting on that time, it's like that would be an era where the cops would treat everyone like garbage that lived there, where going into that environment I'd see as only for solving problems.
Yeah.
And yes, as you say, it's like a whole group of people growing up with a deeply distrustful mindset based on really credible personal experience.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
This is really heavy going. I think we may actually benefit as the viewer from the fact that it's kind of broken up the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have seen some people commenting that, you know, an episode a day is about as much as they can do of this, while it still was as compelling and they wanted to get to the end, it's sort of maxing out at that based on the heaviness of content. I took, I think, 2 or 3 runs at it to get through the 8 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, certainly it's a very very open and candid insight into a whole lot of pretty grim things sitting alongside some massive pop culture moments.
Totally. Was there anything else, Steve, that we need to check out? Just the paper to look at what's on at the movies, andorflix.co.nz.
The paper, do we still get the paper?
They still have the Flix, movies in the paper?
Flix.co.nz, of course. I think we've got a whole bunch of films that were either already scheduled to open through December or we're catching up on, but there's just heaps more just on the offing. Just on the horizon and in the offing, In the Shade Film Festival coming up very shortly at Hollywood and Academy, that'll be in Jan, so I reckon start crossing stuff off the list you've been meaning to see, because there's going to be tons over the next few months.
Excellent, Steve. Alright, thank you very much and enjoy June on Friday night.
Thanks, man. I will enjoy walking out onto Queen Street and K Road at about 11:30 p.m.
Perfect time. The witching hour.
Let's see how Auckland is behaving at that time of night. It will be an eye opener.
Excellent, mate. Talk on Wednesday. See ya.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flix and That on 95BFM.